Hi, this is Paul Slackus, Good News Planet and Peace Day Party, and I'm speaking to the Peace Man, Sir Ivan. Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific.
You are terrific. You know, you're a great humanitarian for the world of peace, and you're everywhere you go, peace is in your soul from all the times I've known you for many, many years. Where does that come from in you?
My late father was a Holocaust survivor, spent 2 years in Auschwitz, was on two death marches, and then was liberated from Mauthausen, another extermination camp. And at that point, 59 of my relatives were murdered by the Nazis simply because they were Jewish. So ever since then, I've had an extra compassion and sense for anyone who's mistreated, unfairly characterized, attacked verbally or physically, because it causes all sorts of traumatic damage to that individual, even if it's not physical. The mental scars sometimes can be as deadly as a baseball bat, causing the traumatized, bullied victim to suffer from PTSD, possibly depression, which leads to alcoholism and drug abuse, and then ultimately suicide when they feel they can't take it anymore. So I think this is a worthy battle to fight. It's particularly as bad as it is in the teenage high school community across the country. It's even worse for teenagers in the LGBT community. So I do whatever I can for them too. People don't realize that the transgender contemplated and attempted suicide rate is 41%. So it's a scary figure to know that because somebody was born different, acts different, looks different, speaks different, or whatever, that they're forced to feel that they can't fit in this world, have no friends, and have no choice but to end it. So it's an urgent need, because every day I can prevent someone from becoming a bully or help a victim of who's been bullied. I save a life, and if I can save one life, I can save many lives. So that's why I've devoted my life to this.
You've just been recognized in the city of Miami with an extremely important award. Tell us about that, please.
The mayor's office and Commissioner Michael Congora, the whole commission, presented me with a proclamation declaring that forever, Miami Beach, December 12th in Miami Beach, will be known as Sir Ivan Wilczek Day. So it's something very special that they recognized the work that I do against bullying. And it meant a lot to me to receive that award. And it just inspired me even more to do bigger and better things.
Now, you do this, you live here in the New York area, I guess in the Florida area, but you permeate throughout the world. You recorded some songs. Tell us a little bit about your musical career.
I just got a statistic that was pretty exciting, that I had received, in just in 2018, 113,000 streams of my song. I added 6,000 new fans to my music. And for me, the most exciting was that it was spread out over 60 countries, where I had at least a few fans, because it's all measured and recorded. So you know exactly what city and what state in the country or what country they're listening to your music or buying your music. So that was a thrill to know that I am reaching people all over the world. And that's because I've carved myself a special niche in the music world. I pretty much focus on reinventing, and the most iconic anti-war songs and peace songs from the 60s, from the Woodstock days, and turn slow, iconic rock ballads into high-energy dance records for the nightclubs all over the world and the radio stations too. So by focusing, since I've never done it for the money, but always for the love of music and for the love of mankind, I get a little extra support because they support the cause, and they know that the messages, the lyrics of these songs literally showed that the pen is mightier than the sword, because they helped to end the Vietnam War when all the protests were going on in America. So it's the importance of lyrics and the power they have to motivate people, inspire people, and change people's minds is cannot be underestimated.
I agree, big time. You know, we're involved with Woodstock. We're creating a movie. I don't know if you know much about that, but it's called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. We did with Richie Havens the 20th anniversary of Woodstock here in Manhattan in Times Square. We actually had planned to do it in Central Park, and I had PBS agreed, Central Park agreed. I just couldn't raise the money. Actually, we're hoping to do that there here this year, next year, 2019, but being the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And I know that you've even had many events under Woodstock. I remember seeing the movie Woodstock at your house playing at one of your.
Yes,
are those events called?
Well, that event at my castle in the Hamptons was I nicknamed the party Bootstock, B-E-A-T, Beatstock, instead of Woodstock. I called it Castle Stock. That's what I did. Called it Castle Stock, and I held a flower power party, and everyone, male and female, had to come in flowered shirts, and then I illuminated the entire castle inside and out with ultraviolet black lights, scaffolding all over the place, and so everybody glowed and shined in the dark, and so it was really a fun event. And and these events raise a nice sum of money, which I distribute through the Peaceman Foundation, a private foundation I established to fight hatred and bigotry and help those that suffer from PTSD and to try and find cures for PTSD. So I've had several charity events at the castle and elsewhere, and we'll continue to do that.
Did you go to Woodstock?
I was a little too young for that. I went to a few years later when I was a little older, old enough to drive or go with friends that had cars. I went to Watkins Glen, upstate, at a racetrack, a famous racetrack, Watkins Glen, and car racing. And then I saw there were three groups performing: the Allman Brothers, the band, and the Grateful Dead. So it also had hundreds of thousands of people, and it was quite an event and had this similar spirit to Woodstock. But I couldn't stay long because I was working at Kutcher's Country Club, a hotel in the Catskills in Monticello, and I had to work the next day, and my friends didn't want to leave. I wound up trying to hitchhike back. I caught in the biggest storm you can imagine, and had to seek refuge from the mother of somebody that worked in the hotel. Meanwhile, my parents were freaking out because they couldn't figure out where I was. I knew I wasn't going to tell them I went there because I knew they were going to give me a lot of grief. So I just went, and when I disappeared with another daughter of one of the principals in the summer camp up there, it was like, where are they? And why aren't they back? And why haven't we heard from them? So it caused a little panic attack in our parents. But we came away safe and secure.
All right. And we're let me ask you, what does it mean to you, though, even if you didn't go to it? What did it mean? What's it symbolized to you?
Well, it was a gathering where love was in the air, and it was you could tell that each band that performed had a love for the audience had a love for the band, and it was music. It was music. It was dancing. The things that unite us all globally, which is what the focus of all our energies and attention should be. Rather than killing and wars and rapes and murders and terrorist attacks, if the world would just lay down their arms and start singing and dancing together, it would be a much happier planet.
There you go. Well, last quick question. I congratulate you on a great losing, and you've been laser focused on peace. What does this mean to you, sir?
What does what mean to me? You're cutting in and out.
I know I got the problem with it. What does it mean to
What does what mean to me?
Peace.
Peace to me, the solution for peace was given to us by John Lennon years ago in the lyrics of his iconic song, Imagine, which is what launched my career. And I did it again 15 years later because the planet still hasn't learned to get along. And I took Imagine and turned it into a dance record twice. Once it was released in 2001 by Tommy Boy Music, and then I did it again 15 years later on my own label, Peaceman Music. And it's literally following what I consider the instructions that John Lennon gave us in order to achieve peace on Earth. And that was no borders or boundaries, where it's just one world. A de-emphasis on materialism, which means sharing and providing for those that are less fortunate than others. And the inspiration to not focus on what nationality you are or what religion you are. Because those things just happen by chance, and there shouldn't be such emphasis on it. What country you are, what religion you are, and of course, just a de-emphasizing, and not getting fanatical about religion, because religion has been the cause of more wars than you can imagine and more atrocities. So you cannot get carried away with fanatical interpretations that there's nothing holy about. There's nothing holy about creating a holy war against infidels. It's the worst atrocity in the world, and it could lead to genocide. So we want to avoid that kind of religious fanaticism.
Last question, Ivan, and thank you once again, and congratulations once again. We started Anna for love. What is love to you, Sir Ivan?
Well, love is a power. It's a force of nature. It's a mystery, but it has all kinds of ingredients that it's infectious. It's contagious, and it's something that should be spread, because the more of it we have, the less hatred we'll have.
You're a great man. Congratulations, and look forward to working with you and sharing more of your music and living the life that you so spoke about so beautifully. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you
take care.
Thank you very
take
much.
Care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.